is that correct?
Yes.
432 and 433, please, Carla. Okay.
432, at request of Alan Kessler to address council regarding transit improvements. And 433, request of Paul Lightman to address council regarding transit improvements.
I promise Paul he could watch the person in front of him to see how this goes. So.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners.
Good morning. I'm not sure the mic is on. Can you check and make sure the light's on? It's good. Okay, sorry.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. My name is Paul Lightman. I am a co-chair of the Portland Bus Lane Project. With the new funding TriMet is receiving, it is positioned to make significant investments in transit service. By the middle of next decade, it can expect to receive at least $40 million of additional funding from HB 2017.
Well, I'm sorry, if you could back up from it.
Back up.
Actually,
okay.
Thanks.
By the middle of next decade, it can expect to receive at least $40 million in additional funding from HB 2017 and $43 million from the payroll tax annually. This is great news for the region, but especially for Portland. Transit use in our city accounts for 7/10 of TriMet's ridership. We have most of the region's frequent bus lines, and we have the highest concentration of homes and jobs, which makes transit viable. It is critical that we seize this opportunity to advance our mode split goals. Although Portland will not directly spend these funds, our cooperation and leadership is essential to deploying them effectively. The City of Portland needs to commit to improving and critically reapportioning its streets to get buses out of car congestion. People who have a choice will only choose to take the bus if it is reliable, fast, and frequent. It has to be reliable and hassle-free. And that is why we are asking the City of Portland to prioritize transit on our city's streets. It should be as invisible to the end user as Portland Water Bureau services are to its residents. TriMet provides the service for the region, but it is up to the individual cities to ensure the road network is sufficient for that service to operate quickly and reliably. If Portland is to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions, reduce congestion, reduce the cost of living, and provide increased connectivity to jobs and services for all its residents, transit is a necessity. If buses are stuck in the same traffic caused by vehicles, and if buses are not reliable and dependable, people will continue to drive cars. This will be true despite the expenditure of tens of millions of dollars. None of this is news to you. This council has already identified transit as an integral part of Portland's transportation future. The 2035 Transportation System Plan has several policies that identify the importance of transit. For example, Policy 9.22 indicates the city will create conditions that make transit the preferred mode of travel for trips that are not made by walking or bicycling. And Policy 9.24 says Portland should develop public transportation system that conveniently, safely, comfortably, and equitably serves residents and workers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The plan also identifies a transit priority program that is meant to improve transit speed, reliability, safety, and access. Now it is time for you to act on these policy statements and help Portland live up to its vision as a city that prioritizes people over vehicles. Please be bold. We are asking for four commitments: bus lanes, traffic signal improvements, walkability and accessibility, and stop rebalancing. First, focus on implementing bus lanes and queue jumps to provide riders with a congestion-free bus trip. This would improve the speed of service, save TriMet money, and increase ridership. The draft enhanced transit corridors plan indicates TriMet spends between $1 and $2 million extra each year to keep up with increased congestion. Travel times on Portland's busiest bus lines have increased by more than 7% over the past decade due to the congestion. Dedicated bus lanes and queue jumps are an inexpensive solution that can dramatically improve transit service.
The second improvement we'd like to ask you to look at.
Could you state your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. Mayor, my name is Alan Kessler.
Thanks, Alan.
The second improvement we ask you to look at is traffic and signal improvements. We should increase the number of traffic signals that hold the green light for buses. Traffic signals slow down buses and reduce reliability. Holding the signal will make the trips faster, more dependable. Director Treat has testified here that buses will move 100 times as many people as cars, and that should be our goal. Allowing one bus to get through reduces travel times for many people. And to make full advantage of this investment, we think that the city should move all stops that are located on the near side of signals with these improvements to the far side, so the bus can get through the end of the signal and then do its load-unload process. For walkability and accessibility, East Portland does not have a connection network. There's not safe infrastructure to give people in East Portland, especially, a world-class transit system. The GTC plan, the Growing Transit Communities Plan, has identified this as a problem, and we encourage the city to use this across the city, use the same methodology. The fourth point is stop rebalancing. In my privileged neighborhood of Richmond, our stops are far too frequent, and we have plenty of sidewalks, we have plenty of connectivity, and you should take away or move around the stops to let buses get through that region faster. As soon as East Portland has the same level of connectivity, you should do the same thing there. Likewise, the entire city, where buses are stopping every two blocks, we should extend that, and we should move the stops to locations so that we can improve the level of service, improve the quality of transit service, rather. These aren't novel suggestions. These are all part of the policy proposals you already have. But in order to make sure that these are happening, you have to take a more active role. This body needs to take a more active role in overcoming institutional inertia, especially at the Department of Transit. I want to talk about a recent opportunity. I've mentioned this before, but this is an opportunity the city missed to dramatically improve transit in the city. On the west end of the Hawthorne Bridge, it's a mess. There's car, bus, bike congestion. There's a weave that goes on. And recently, we spent $500,000 to fix the pavement there and made no configuration changes. I talked about this at the time, and then I talked to Director Treat at the time. And when nothing was done, I followed up with a public records request to sort of see the decision process. And I've attached three emails that I'd encourage you to look through that I got out of that. That I think summarize that Director Treat is trying to implement the policies you're giving her, but engineers are conservative, and unless you give them things to measure, they're going to measure vehicle trips. We're going to hear things like, we need more public outreach, we need more traffic modeling, we need more capacity analysis, meaning single occupancy vehicle capacity, before we can do anything for bikes or buses or other modes. Those concerns never come up when we're making car improvements. Thanks.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Could you just clarify one point? I want to make sure I understood it. Moving stops to the far side, you mean through the stoplight, is that correct? So you would stop after you've gone through the stoplight?
Yes. Very so that good. That location at 2nd and Main westbound is a really great example of that. The years ago, right after 9/11, the federal government asked us to move that stop to the east side of 2nd. And because of that, the bus gets stuck behind a row of cars trying to turn right, and those cars get stuck behind passenger or pedestrians trying to cross the street. And I've watched three cycles go by before the bus moves. That could be fixed by moving the bus over in front of the courthouse.
Thank you both. This is a great document. I appreciate it. Thank you.